Hello and welcome to It's All Nice on Ice. Recorded live in Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York City. Sorry for the delay. We are now on air, 9 minutes in. But don't worry, we're here. We're here to stay. Nice, beautiful day out. I am Jake Domohovsky, as always. And
Chris is here, too.
Yes. I don't know. What's going on, man?
Nothing. How are you?
Doing all right, a little shaken up, but that's okay.
Why are you shaking up?
Because I've been sitting in the podcast room for 10 minutes.
What happened?
You forgot the key again.
What?
You forgot the key again.
What do you mean?
You came here without the key again.
No?
Yeah. All right, I don't know. Let's just dive into it because we're really delayed.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
We're 10 minutes behind schedule.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the technical difficulties are crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's just a lock, but.
But the board.
Mm.
The knobs. Yeah.
It was, yeah. I don't feel like it.
Definitely take that.
No way, dude. I'm not going to take it.
You gotta.
What? What?
Hey, it's Inter Mike.
What do you want?
Hey, Mike.
Hey. It seems like the show's falling apart without me there.
Yeah, we were really having some problems with the board earlier. So we really could have used you there, yeah.
Yeah. Jake, this book really stinks.
Yeah, man, I was reading it. I actually just got to a point that I'm really excited about it. Because I was a little early, but... I don't know. What do you think? I'll get to it later.
Well... I read the first page and immediately put it down and switched to green eggs and ham.
Okay, a little easier?
Yeah, and just way more entertaining.
Okay. Why?
But I highly recommend it.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So are you going to get to
the... You need a good book for the summer to read on the beach or something.
Cool. Are you talking about green eggs and ham or...
Yeah, wait, which one? Bathroom?
Green eggs and ham.
Oh. Well, okay. I still recommend Meet Me in the Bathroom. Maybe it's just not for you, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah. Green Eggs and Ham, a little bit more up your speed. Reading level-wise.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. A lot more rhyming. Kind of easier. Has a rhythm to it. It's easier to read. A lot of times for children, they kind of did, like, they look for a kind of rhythm. When they're reading, it makes things a little easier and easier to stick onto it. So maybe that's in effect there.
It's a little stickier.
Jake, it seems like... You're in a slightly bad mood.
I'm in a really bad mood.
What happened, Jake?
You forgot the key again.
No, there was a difficulty with the board.
There was no difficulties with the board.
Mike, there was difficulties with the board.
I don't know who to believe, honestly.
Just hang up on Mike.
All right, see you later. Thank you.
There was difficulties with the board.
Whatever. So what do you think? Let's just play a song. Is my mic on? Yeah. Let's go. Let's dive into a song. Let's play the Gambino song, and we'll talk about it in a second. Let's play it first, though. Ready? This is America. Childish Gambino came out today with a video. Boom.
This is America. slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, work it. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Paco. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money. Let me.
All right.
That was a first listen for me. I haven't heard it before.
What'd you think?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really,
I mean,
really
the video
good.
Makes it even better. The video is absolutely insane. It's like a well choreographed like dance thing in a warehouse kind of, but there's so much going on around it. And it's really, really, really crazy.
So what happened here? He played on Saturday Night Live.
He hosted Saturday Night Live last night as Donald Glover. And he said Childish Gambino is the musical guest, which is always funny to hear. And then he played live Gambino, and he played that song live and another new song called Saturday that are both, I guess, coming off on a new record. And then I think he released this video like in the morning. And I've been following Childish Gambino for a while on Instagram, but he's never posted anything before. And then a clip of the video was the first thing he ever put on Instagram.
How long have you been following?
Probably a year or so.
Just no Instagram?
Yeah, I always assumed maybe something would pop up,
huh.
But just never anything. But yeah, definitely watch the video. Everyone's saying it's kind of like what Kanye should have done or what Kanye meant to do, or like it's the same message, but actually not the same message as Kanye's stuff, but like similar vein and endpoint, but just the way better way to get there. I don't know. I love that song. I can't wait to see what else comes. The video is amazing. I've watched it so many times already today. Because you keep noticing more things in it because there's so much going on.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, it's really good. Wow. Yeah. But speaking of Kanye, no better news.
Really bad week.
Only worse.
Way worse.
He pretty much imploded.
It's really, it's gotten very sad and upsetting.
Yeah. He's really lost his mind. And he's tried to... I don't believe the opioid thing either.
Yeah, I don't even know. Because
everything is... I mean, he said that he... After everyone made fun of Rob Kardashian for being really fat, he was got really self-conscious and had liposuction. And then after that, he got addicted to opioids.
Yeah.
Which I just don't...
I had
just
no
just a
thought.
Swarm of like a million things at once.
That went in one ear and just out the other compared to all the other stuff that came out that day.
Because he said slavery was a choice the same day. So
yeah, that pretty much...
You can't... That video of TMZ, though, is ridiculous. That dude at the end is awesome.
Awesome.
He's finally said, like, in succinctly what I've... Not, like, what I've exactly been thinking, but, like, what everyone's kind of thinking.
Yep.
Just, like, you're hurting everyone by doing what you're doing, and you're just not thinking at all. And he says it's, like, free thinking, which is literally the opposite of what he's doing. I mean, you can do that, like, explore stuff in your mind if you want to, but don't do it in a public forum. It's just that...
Nothing is making sense. It's very upsetting.
The music he's been putting out is awful.
That Travis Scott song is...
The Travis Scott song.
Trash.
This one. Watch. Well, this one seems like it was just like, hey, Kanye, can you do a song with my sister's baby daddy? And he was just like, yeah.
He didn't produce this, though.
I know, but he was on it.
Yeah. I didn't know that at first, that he didn't produce it.
It doesn't sound like his production.
Are we tuna melting right now?
We kind of are, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Speaking of... Made a theme song
for Tuna Melt.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
So should we do a Tuna Melt for that one, or should we do an official one for something later? Look, did you listen to the new Sia song? The new Sia thing?
No.
Let's do a Tuna Melt for that.
Okay.
Let's get to Kanye's verse in this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll move forward. Should I skip forward?
Yeah, skip forward.
All right, we're. All right. Wait. Look at your room. Okay, that's probably so annoying. This a big face. She can't see my room. Fuck her in the hallway. Yeah. Getting bored with this money, counted all day. Look at my rolly. Look at your rolly. Your shit rockless. My shit hockey goalie. You should go and hide it. Man, it's too bad. Like a bald nigga still wearing durags. Israeli God's boy, please be mindful. Don't have words with me, cause I got a mindful. I could tell Larry David was the mind behind Seinfeld. Wanna know how I feel? Step into my mind field. Wanna know how pain feels? I got off my main pills. Bet my wifey stay close. She know I'm on my Bezos. Opioid addiction. Pharmacy's the real trap. Sometimes I feel trapped. Jordan with no field jack. 1 year it's Illuminati. Next year it's a sunken place. They don't want me to change. Nah, nigga, run in place. I need someone else to make this drink, because you don't understand the juice to vodka ratio that could satisfy a real drunk. Guess what? Never trust a bartender that don't drink, bitch. I hated that.
So bad.
Just like, can't even listen to him without getting like pissed off.
Yeah, I think it's. I also just have like so much stress associated with his voice right now that I think that also had a part.
Just think it's not a good verse.
So. Agreed.
He's like talking about the sunken place and stuff to try to like be like, yeah, remember? I'm like black. He's like, well, you're hurting your entire race by what you're doing. But who knows, man?
Not good at
that
all.
That sounds awful. If we want to stay, we want to listen to something else garbage Kanye did. Christina Aguilera song.
I like this.
You do?
I like the production.
It's the same thing. I can't.
You would have. Yeah. I feel like you would have.
I don't think the song's good either.
No.
I don't think Christina Aguilera's being herself at all.
No, it's really weird.
Because she's trying to be like J-Lo.
Yeah, it's like a rebrand.
Yeah. Which is a rebrand of something not new. Like, this was cool not like 10 years ago. I guess the production's not that bad. It's kind of fun. Yeah. That's Christina Ags, produced by Kanye.
Just upsetting.
It is upsetting.
Very upsetting.
What are you going to do? Want to do a tuna melt?
See ya?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do my
theme song. I want to hear the song, mainly.
Okay. Here's my new tuna melt theme song. Number. Tuna Melt theme song.
Really good. A little too long.
Ready? Okay, but look. Watch. Ready? Look what I did. Made the short version.
Let's go.
You want to hear the short version again?
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah?
That's good.
All right, cool.
I'm very into it.
Good.
Boom. Boom.
Okay, Sia, Diplo Labyrinth, new band.
Oh.
LSD. So if you've been sick. To Times Square recently, you're going to know all about it. Signs all over. They made a super group. Not a super group. I don't know. It was a super group band, production group. I don't know. But Sia teamed up with English singer Labyrinth. And where's Diplo from?
I don't know. I don't think he's from America.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well, C is from Australia also. But they put together a little band called LSD, and they came out their first single, which is called Genius. We're going to do a tuna melt for this bad boy. We'll play 5 seconds and pause, and then we'll some initial thoughts. I've heard this before.
You've heard this? Okay, I haven't heard this. I saw the headlines, though.
It's awesome.
Labyrinth.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm batshit crazy, haven't you?
5 seconds. Where are you at?
Can
you do the five again?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Labyrinth.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm batshit crazy, haven't you?
Where are you at? 5 seconds in.
I don't know. People are already making accusations at me that, like, I was thinking a certain way.
Yeah.
So my immediate reaction is getting defensive.
Okay.
Diplo's from LA.
He's from LA. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Well, they are from three different continents.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Let's
on my mind. Do you think I'm helpless? My algebra gon' equal you every time.
I do think the production's sick.
Do you think I'm calling out your name every night?
And I don't know much of Labyrinth, but he sounds great.
Yeah.
And Sia sounds phenomenal, as always.
So you're into this then?
Yeah. I like it. I think it's just because I love Sia.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like it, I'm assuming.
No, I think it's fine. Labyrinth is good. Sia is great, obviously.
And Diplo's great.
I don't know any Diplo.
He's probably made way more songs than you think.
Yeah, definitely.
He worked with Usher a lot.
Usher?
Yeah. He did
he's definitely got a lot of hits.
Oh, he's got some. What's that one other song? Fuck, I forget. How do I not know the name of this other song? Oh, Climax. You don't know that song?
I don't think so.
What? Wow. Alright, we gotta listen to Climax then. That's crazy. You definitely know it.
I have to, yeah, definitely know it. How does it go?
Something like that in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, it's solid.
It's cool, right?
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Two vocal powerhouses, it sounds like.
They sound great together, too, surprisingly. So, when this album comes out, are you going to listen?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Where are you putting this? How many ice cubes? There's 20 in a tray. How would that scale work then?
I don't know.
How many are you going to take out to cool your drink? Because your drink's so hot.
Yeah, like you want it to be. Ideal drink is very cold, right?
Yeah, so how many cubes are you taking out?
11.
But then it seems like we're cooling things down for the icebox. It's just that this is a hot track, so you got to cool it down. I don't know if this is
how many cubes is this track melting?
Okay,
because
yeah.
Because it's hot.
Oh, okay, so like one by one?
Yeah.
So like you have a hot cup of tea and you put one ice cube in and it melts. And
yeah.
You put on, okay. Or a bowl of ramen or something.
Yeah.
I'm giving this 18 cubes. No, not 18. I'll give it 16.
Okay. I'll give it 14.
14 melted cubes. So we're at 15 melted cubes.
Yeah.
That's a good score.
Yeah.
All right. I got to play Climax for you.
Yeah, let me hear Climax.
Climax by Usher.
Oh, by Usher?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was by Diplo.
No, Usher. How close was I though when I did that before? Did Bronville?
That's exactly. If I had heard the song, I definitely would have been able to identify it by that.
He sings real falsetto the whole time. You know this one?
Mm-mm.
Oh. He's got a real Father John Misty, Mr. Tillman type video for it.
Oh, yeah?
There's like some guy cheating on his girl. Like he walks in and his girl's with some other guy. And then at the end you find out it's actually him? With him.
Damn.
Yeah. It's one of those fire music videos. Yeah. Well, that's Climax by Usher. Released a few years ago, probably.
I would give that 15 cubes.
Yeah.
At least.
I would give that 18. No, I don't want to go higher. I don't want to spoil what we just did. So I'm going to give it 15. So we're at a cool 15.5. Yeah. I had a busy week. I saw Berkeley Arms.
How was it?
On Tuesday night.
How were they?
Do you remember from one of our shows in December, I think?
Yeah, the only band we've ever had.
The only band
on.
We've ever had. They came and played some live songs. I think they played this song. They have a song on Spotify. It came out in March. We haven't played it yet. They played it. They played at Bowery Ballroom. No, Bowery Electric. Sorry. Is that where your brother played one time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played downstairs. Downstairs? Yeah. It's nice down there.
Downstairs is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. They're always a great live band. I can just play it in the background here for a little bit. The song's called Floodlight. Their first single. They have other music made and recorded. They're just mixing it. So we should expect an album soon. And hopefully when that comes out, we're going to back in the studio.
Okay, okay.
I know you weren't here when they were here.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Sound good.
Yeah.
Much more energy live.
It's nice. Except the center of the universe that's sitting right here.
Center of the universe is doing it too.
Floodlight, Berkeley Arms. I should have probably texted them that I was going to play that song tonight. Maybe they would have liked to hear their song on internet radio. I know that's a big thing for a lot of bands. First time you're on internet radio.
It's huge. It's a milestone. Yeah.
Or just a maybe they listen to the podcast. Do we ever talk about we're on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah.
I don't think we talk about that enough.
Yeah, you could subscribe to us right now if you want.
Yeah. We put the episodes up later in the week. So if you're listening on air now, you get to hear it a few days before everybody else. So that's a plus.
Yeah, this is...
But we're also trying to jack those listens up so you can listen to it twice.
This is Radio Free Brooklyn now also. I don't know if somehow you found this on another way, but this is Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm just saying.
Oh, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, yeah.
You're supposed to we're supposed to call at the studio every once in a while, I think.
Yeah, it's more than once in a while. I think we have to do it three times, right? Or what is it? One every half hour? It's too much for me, man. I can barely do it once. So Berkeley Arms, Bowery Electric earlier this week.
Who else did you see this week?
I saw King Krewel.
Where at?
Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, first time there. King Krewel's best show I've seen in 2018. Put it out there. What did
it
you think?
I thought you said that was King Krewel's best show that you've seen 2018.
No.
But that's probably also true.
Yeah, that is true. But King Krewel is the best show that I've seen in 2018 so far. Saw him on Friday. Insane, long set, nice set. They took forever to set up the drums. I think the drum pad wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
So it took them forever to EQ everything. And then they finally came out. They played an hour and a half, maybe. I don't know all the King Krewel songs that well. I've listened to The Ooze two or three times, and I never listened to the first album, but it was amazing. It was just one of those shows where you're like, that they got something there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's captivating live, at least.
Yeah. Archie Marshall is his name.
Okay.
He's so weird, but he's awesome. He acts like such an old man. Like, he's real hunched over, and he waves weird with two fingers and a thumb. You know how people do that?
Yeah.
And they just kind of have a bent arm that they lift up. It's how he waves to the audience. And he's heavy British accent, super deep voice. He's 23. He played guitar most of the time. And the thing that I actually thought was kind of cool that I've never seen, I guess their personnel was drummer, guitar player, bass player, Archie, who was singing, playing guitar and keyboard for a couple songs. And then they had a saxophone player.
Okay.
And then they also had a DJ up there who I think was mixing live.
Oh, okay.
Which was cool.
It's very cool.
Because he didn't have a keyboard or anything. He just had a board in front of him. So I think he was doing shit while they were playing.
Very cool.
You know that thing where, I don't know what it's called, but where it's where they when they do that?
Yeah.
There was that a lot, and he was always touching, moving stuff around. And then there was delay on Archie's microphone sometimes for some lines, and he would
So he was adjusting all that?
Yeah. Which was awesome.
Very cool.
I think maybe probably just for the mics, but he probably had some feed going through the instruments too to be able to do the what is that called? It sounds like a Doppler effect.
I'm not sure what that would be called.
But it was awesome. Yeah, he was doing that. I don't know if this one of the first times in a while that it seemed like they actually needed to come out for an encore, people weren't gonna leave. Because I wasn't sure if they're going to play an encore because they played the set and then everybody left and Archie was on the stage for himself for a little bit getting some applause and then they all came back and played three more songs. And I was oh, that must have been because they start a little late.
Right.
So maybe they just cut the break period short.
Right.
And then they left and the place was going nuts, insane.
Wow.
People were going crazy. And then they came back and only did one song. And at the end, Archie threw his guitar onto the ground. He's so pissed off.
Why? Oh, just
know.
In general?
Just, yeah. His music. I'll play this song, this one here. Vidual? Don't know. It's off The Ooze. They played this one. So cool, man.
Let's hear it.
Found the right size sponge to
That's Vidual. Vid, I wish I knew how to pronounce this. Vidual. How would you pronounce that?
Probably Vidual.
Vidual. That's Vidual by King Crew off the Ooze. If you get a chance to see him live, definitely do it. I know that song maybe didn't sound great. Like, it's. It's like kind of annoying and like. I don't know.
It's brash. It's like very.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good word for it. And it's like nothing I've ever really heard before. So when I listened to him a few times before, I was kind of like, oh, I don't really know. But then I was like, I'll just go anyway. My buddy wants to go. But blown away.
Very cool. Really, Hammerstein really Ballrooms, actually.
Yeah, it was my first time there.
The only time I've been there was Earl's first time back in the in the U.S. playing with
back
Tyler,
from
the Creator.
Samoa? Where was he?
I think Samoa. I think Samoa, right? I forget. I saw Odd Future there, and Earl came out, and it was his like, first public appearance, and it was really awesome.
Did everyone go nuts?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was very awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. So that was my week. I saw Carousel last night also.
Who's that?
The Broadway musical.
Oh, how was it?
Really good. Really, really good. I'm happy we went. It was...
That's Kinky Boots, right?
No, but the guy from Panic at the Disco is in this one too.
Seriously?
No.
Oh.
I'm messing with you.
Nice one. You really got me.
I really took you for a spin on that one, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah. Is there a bell in here now?
Yeah, there's a bell in here.
That's cool. We might be able to use that. That's kind of cool.
Pretty good.
What do you want to do? 10:43. I had a couple more we could play. We could do a quick icebox.
Just a quick one?
Yeah.
All right. Is there any more tracks in here that we got?
Yeah, there are. We got your boys in Parquet.
Yeah.
That Future song, I don't want to play that one.
Yeah. Well, we got an...
Jimmy Eat World, I don't really want to play that one.
What's the album of the week, even? Ooh, can I do this Big Thief thing as album of the week?
Yeah, sure.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I'd like skip through it.
It's kind of, I thought it was cool.
Do we want to play it?
Yeah, I was going to pick that Future soundtrack, but I didn't.
Oh, no, okay, let's do that.
No, but I didn't really listen to the whole thing, so I don't want to pick that. Right. I did listen to the Big Thief thing.
What about the Ray Shremmerd album, then?
Didn't listen to it.
It's really long. It's
triple album, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm usually like, first time I saw that, I was like, that's stupid. I hate it. You should never do more than one. But it's kind of cool because the first it's split into three sections, 27 tracks. The first nine are Ray Shremmerd together. And then the second nine are just Swaycation. And then the third nine are just Jamtro? Is that his name? The other guy?
Slim Jimmy?
Is that his name? I don't know what these guys' names are.
Yeah,
isn't one guy's... What are their
names? It's Sway Lee and Slim Jimmy.
Oh, well then who's... Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So the second one is called Swaycation.
Okay.
And it's Sway Lee songs. And then the third is Jamtro. Or I guess Jimtro then. I was pronouncing the X as an A. And then those are Slim Jimmy songs.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah. So let's just play a little bit. I picked one from the first section.
All right, I guess this is album of the week.
We'll take it. This is 42. Hey, hey, hey.
sale. And all my bitches get Chanel. Drop top in they eyes, super glue. Fuck the check up, that's how we do. Mills fucking with me like I'm 42. Baby ass off, that's Gucci goo. In the new loop, skip to my loop. Whipping up checks like tofu. Gone, but I'm back in a few. Plush carpets has no shoes. In a one seater, ain't no room. Do a donut, then swoop. Dropping in cash like oops. Smoking on loud, go mute. Eating my meals like stew. Making that bitch look cute. Picking these cars like fruit. Picking these girls like fruit. Super sweet for a spa day. And I might fuck a masseuse. Me and my juvies. Divvy it up with the juvies. The money a discus. Just by the way that I threw it. VVS moving.
Yeah.
Sir, you better
what?
Cool it.
Huh?
What? Ray Schremmerd. Shrem. Album of the week. Not our favorite album of the week, but slower week for album release. I think I know what the album of the week for next week is already.
Yeah?
Arctic Monkeys.
I guess. There's a few things coming out next week. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. I'm throwing my hat in for Best New Artist. I know Chris usually takes the reins on some of these Best New Artists noms, but I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dizzy.
Let's hear it.
They got 4 singles out. Newest one, Joshua. I think an album is probably due soon. So let's just dive into a little bit of Joshua and see what we think here. See if you can concur if you think that they should be in the Best New Artist group. What is it called?
It's like nominees.
Nominees. Here's Joshua.
Joshua's a Gemini. He broke my heart with. I was too preoccupied to fall apart. Certain he was God sent, the sweetest sentences. Funny how my world could end in silence. Close to, so I loved him through the wires. He carries my sweet dreams in the sleepless nights. That was all until he vanished in time.
Dizzy.
Love it.
Nominee for Best New Artist 2018. We have a guest in the studio with us right now. He just hopped in. Billy,
Hey.
From Cosmic Debris.
Hey, everybody.
Comes on at 11.
Yeah, we're going to be... I decided on something interesting today.
Oh.
Usually I pre-plan.
Okay.
You know, so I say, well, you know, come on, I'll be a professional and sound like I got my act together and all. And then, of course, I get to do things like plugging things in and turning things on. And so I sound like a...
Bringing your keys.
Yeah, bringing my keys.
Yeah.
You know, turning the light off and not finding the light switch, you know.
Well, good. Glad to have it on.
Yeah.
Glad to have you on here.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. I listen to you guys, and then, you know, I'm on the train, and I have one of those cheap phones that, you know, only works when, you know, you crank it up before you leave the house, and it kind of runs on batteries and stuff like that. So, it's always a joy to come in and see you guys.
You're always welcome on It's All Nice on Ice.
Yeah.
I think we're going to hop into one of our closing segments, if you want to work this out with us. It's called The Ice Box.
The Ice Box, okay. This is where you guys pick somebody, and it may not necessarily be on the positive tip, right?
Yes. Wow, that's a great way to put it.
Perfect way to
really
put
great
it.
Way to put it. clearly listen to the show, thank you.
Yes.
Usually from the room next door.
No. I'm on my way here. You know what? I'm on my way out. And just I just missed the 15-minute on the train.
Yeah, in the middle there. Yeah, got it. Chris, do you want me to play a theme song?
Yeah, let's hear the theme song.
All right, this is the theme song.
He's in the freezer.
I don't know if we have time for the whole thing.
Maybe. No, we probably do. It's not that long.
Maybe we should...
What do you think, Philly?
I like it.
Here we go.
I like it. I already have like 8 nominees in my head. Y'all should put that out. That's better than most of the mumble rap that's out.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. That's what I've been trying to tell Chris. He doesn't like it.
No, it's a great song.
It's
I love
a great
it.
Song,
it's just a little long for an intro song.
Definitely should put it on a radio.
There we go. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Chris, what you got?
Father John Misty planned a huge tour. It's going to be great. He's got King Tuff
supporting,
on here.
Supporting God's favorite customer.
Supporting God's favorite customer. He's got King Tuff on here. He's got TV on the radio, Jenny Lewis. Going to be a great tour. Not stopping in New York aside from the Primavera, or aside from, what's the festival? Panorama. Get an icebox.
Yeah, that's an icebox move. A lot of bands are going through the U.S. and not stopping in New York City for some reason. I know Menzingers did on their last tour. Foxing, Circus Survive, they went through. Menzingers is back in New York this summer, but they're playing Governor's Ball.
Hmm.
And then they added a show at Knitting Factory after their show at Governor's Ball at midnight when they're just all... They're going to be totally...
I hate when that...
They're going to be hammered for this show.
Those shows suck.
I was thinking about getting tickets, and they all sold out.
The Gov Ball shows suck.
The pre-shows, like, you saw Car Seat last year, right? Before they...
No, I saw them at, like, midnight.
Oh, I thought it was the night before.
I don't know if it was... I don't know when it was before or after their set, but they had a show at midnight at Webster Hall, and the crowd was so drunk and loud, and, like, I couldn't hear the band at all. It was so weird.
Yeah. So, that's definitely an icebox move, skipping New York City.
Yeah. Your festival set, I feel like, doesn't count.
No, does not count at all.
So you're officially not on tour.
Yeah. Get in the icebox.
You got to come here.
Yeah.
You got to come here.
Got to stop in
here. What's wrong with these people?
Also, the NBA gave a warning.
He should stay in the icebox.
He was talking trash to Cleveland Cavaliers member Kendrick Perkins during game one of Toronto's second round series against the Cavs. They said that he was using foul language. And so I actually wanted to ask you guys for help here.
Mm-hmm.
Drake sits on the sideline for all these playoff games, and he's yelling at everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting in the icebox here, the NBA or Drake?
I'm going with Drake.
I'm going NBA.
I'm going with Drake. I think they should give him a different seat.
Okay.
They should make him work concession for a little while. I think that's what I would do with Drake.
Started from the bottom, right?
Yeah. And why is he yelling at Perkins? Is Perkins playing? He's not even playing.
Yeah. Way to pick the least ambitious person.
Some
on
guy who's not even in the game.
I'm more inclined to throw the NBA in. I'm just saying. I mean, he gets the NBA on Instagram a lot. You know, he's getting psyched up on the sideline. He becomes an internet sensation for it. Then all of a sudden, the Raptors got a bunch of hits on their Instagram page, and NBA just got a lot of new people.
I think I'm going to throw Kendrick Perkins in the icebox because what are you doing out there?
Yeah.
You're just going to get yelled at by Drake. Yeah, you got to
stay in the
locker
room.
Foul shots or something to work on your stroke a little bit.
I guess that might be the equivalent of being in the dunk poster where somebody's dunking on you, you know, and Drake is dunking on Perkins.
Exactly, that is exactly what's happening here. Yeah, that's
you got any grievances for the icebox, Billy?
Oh, God.
Where to start?
Where do I start? I mean, I don't know. I'm always on the mumble rap guys. I don't know. For some reason, they've been getting on my last nerves this week.
All right.
I was watching, what's that guy's name? Sway. You know Sway?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. MTV, and he had one guy on. And the guy was sitting on the couch. He had one leg over one thing. He had his hair back. He was wiggling around, he dropped his phone. And I said, you know what? This is the part where the guy's mom should have ran up on stage and just said, sit up in that chair. Have I taught you better? Come on. And I just thought this guy was and they were carrying on. So what's the next single? And the guy's yawning, you know, he's scratching his head. I go, does he know what the next single is? I mean, I was shocked.
He's waiting for his producer to tell him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he kept looking in the audience. So I guess it was somebody holding a cue card out there. They're going, hey, your next single is probably spelled out phonetically.
So mumble rap, get in the icebox this week.
Jake, what you got, anything?
This is not as cool as your guys is, but... I noticed this, that when people go to the gym, they wear shirts that say I lift. Yeah, sports, work out hard, which is fine. But then if you think about any other activity people do, if a guy in a band started wearing a shirt with a burning guitar on it that said jam all day, he's the biggest loser in the world. And people wear weed socks when they're smoking. It's that's not cool either.
Yeah.
So why is it cool for a guy on a treadmill to wear a shirt that says I deadlift more than you? That's in the icebox for me.
Yeah, in the icebox.
I think
that's
eventually going to be culturally pushed in the icebox, just as all these other things are marginalized. but for now, I'm getting ahead of it.
Well, what about the people who need a little motivation at the gym and, you know, they're going to deadlift and then they're losing motivation and they look
comes
down.
From inside, dude. It's all inside. You all right, bring it out.
Or maybe they just need a guy to walk through the gym and go, oh, you guys sitting down over there, hit the weights. You over there with the smoothie. Let's go. You've been there for 2 hours already. What is this, lunchtime?
Oh, man. In the icebox.
Yeah, that's the icebox.
I mean. Oh, my God.
No, you're good. You are good.
I was raised better than
that. Don't worry about it.
I don't want you to know.
You're just telling it how it is.
All right. We got 30 seconds here. We're almost out. The ice pick of the week is trying to stay relevant here. Gambino's Royalty. I think it's an awesome mixtape. Does not get enough love at all. I think it's between Camp and Because of the Internet. Definitely give it a listen. This is Shoulda Known. That's my ice pick for the week. We'll take you out on that. Have a good night, everybody. Enjoy Cosmic Debris with Billy. I'm gonna need that visa. I'm working on everything that I'm